7:49 here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. As your host, I walk a fine line because it's important to me to be sure that I can have my guests back on, especially one as important as the guest I'm about to introduce. So though her people, and I didn't hear this from Tudor Dixon, and you never know if her people are speaking from their own stand and what they believe or from the candidates. And in this case, it doesn't matter because I never have planned on this first interview upon her election and now facing this battle that she faces. I never planned on spending a lot of time, frankly, on abortion or on her beliefs of what happened in the 2020 election. That will come along throughout the way. And I do hope that by being able to trust me, Tudor Dixon will be a regular, just as I have had and will continue to have Governor Gretchen Whitmer on as a regular. That thought in mind, we welcome the winner last night who will be facing Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the general election, Tudor Dixon. Congratulations to you, Tudor.
Thank you, Paul W. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure. What's it like to wake up in the morning and I'm looking at the Detroit News and see your big face on the newspaper, Dixon to face Whitmer? I mean, you've not been in politics. I don't think you've had. Have you been on the front page of a newspaper, big full picture like that before?
No, that's a first.
It's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Very, very. It's a very exciting morning. We are just so excited. Now the work begins. I got a call last night and the person said to me, "Okay, so sleep for like an hour and then we get to work."
And that person was right. You know, this
right,
is,
exactly.
It may be exciting to see yourself on the front page, in this case of the Detroit News, but it also drives the point home on just what you've now embarked upon. And our time today, if I can get you to be sure to come back, because there'll be plenty of things to get very specific about, but I'm going to ask you a question that Marie Osborne and I just talked about, and that is, Tudor Dixon, what makes you, in your opinion, uniquely qualified for the job of governor of the great state of Michigan?
Really, my background is one that a lot of the people across Michigan have been saying we haven't been heard, and that is coming from a family business, especially a manufacturing family business, and understanding what it is to have government come into your business and take it over, really. We've seen that happen with COVID across the state, but I've had so many businesses and farmers and builders come to me and say, we are still being crushed by this overreach of government. So when I talk to them, they say, you get it in a way that no one else that's come here and talked to us from a political standpoint has understood it because you've lived in the private sector. But then also as a mom with school-aged kids right now, four daughters in school, I also see what's happening in our education system. I understand what's happened in the decline in education, and I've got a great team around me that has worked in areas to improve education and improve the business environment in red states across the country, and we're going to bring that expertise to Michigan.
I've heard you say, Tudor Dixon, in your own words, that among all these other things that you're going to have to deal with by being accepted and embraced by the broad middle, let's say, the independents, the ticket splitters. In fact, it was Governor Engler earlier this morning, the great Governor John Engler, who wondered what you think makes you the great unifier in all of this.
Well, when you look at the last year of the race, we had quite a bit of division. And, you know, that happens in a race when you have people trying to point out what your weaknesses are. But we've been able to bring not only the traditional Republicans across the state, but Republicans from all different areas of the state. And I think that that's because really I'm one of those people that kind of rose up from just being someone that voted Republican every time to someone who got involved in 2017 and said, gosh, there's some bad messaging happening in our schools. How can we start to combat that? How can we come back with a pro-America message to our kids? And then from there, that just kind of grew inside of me. And I think that there are so many people right now fighting on the conservative side that had that same experience. Well, I've always been a conservative, but how active have I been in that role? And so I know that, I've lived that, I understand that. And not only did we have the people in Lansing come behind us, but we've had the grassroots come behind us, and now we have Donald Trump as well. So we're able to really marry that base together and go forward strong against these Democrats in the state.
Speaking of unifier, it took you, Tudor Dixon, to bring two factions, big factions, opposite factions of the Republican Party together. Because, yes, Donald Trump most recently endorsed you, but before that, Dick DeVos came on my program and announced that the DeVos family was backing you. These are completely different areas in the Republican Party, and yet they understood. In fact, it was Betsy DeVos who wrote a letter to Donald Trump asking him to become publicly involved and to tell people that he was supporting you. So we still have this divide in the Republican Party, but this is the first sign of some sort of unification if they're going to survive. And meanwhile, even though everything nationally is being talked about President Trump, I think the DeVos support is very, very important as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think, honestly, going up against this machine in Michigan, we have to have all of the support that we can within the state and nationally. So both of those groups are just so important to this race, and to be able to bring them together and have them say, this is the best person to go up against Gretchen Whitmer. It's very humbling. The last 24 hours has been very exciting and emotional, and I credit those people with moving me across that finish line. They helped in a way that I couldn't have done on my own. But I said to someone this morning, I said, you know, to get to this point, it's really a puzzle and the pieces all have to fit together. And I look back over the past year and a half and all of the people, whether these were the grassroots or, you know, the builders or the business owners, the restaurant owners, every single meeting that I had a little piece in that puzzle, and they all came together to make this incredible night and this incredible win. And now we get to do it over, and it's going to be a lot harder, and I'm ready.
Well, it sounds like you're ready, and it sounds like you have a good grasp of the reality of what's in front of you. Be prepared for everybody to have what's best for you, to give you advice. Be prepared that you're going to have to look at some people who you've known and loved a long time and say, okay, I really appreciate that, but I have a little bit of a different angle on this. And the person who's given you advice already was so far so good. The one that said to you last night, okay, get an hour's sleep, and then we've got to start working. Because, believe me, you've got a lot of work in front of you, and you sound mm-hmm. like the person to do that work. And we wish you good luck and hope that you will be a regular on this program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tudor Dixon, the victorious GOP candidate for governor, here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.